The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And good evening, and it's time for high school girls basketball. Highland taking on Sandy Valley. From Sandy Valley, here is Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Michael. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our midweek broadcast of high school basketball, as we are indeed at Sandy Valley High School getting ready to bring you this matchup between the Lady Cardinals. They are 3-4 on the year, 1-1 in the IVC. They'll host our Highland Lady Hawks. Highland comes in with a record of 6-1 overall, 4-0 in the conference. Stay tuned. You'll hear from head coach Brady Slayball and more coming up on the pregame show. That's next here on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Slayball Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Slayball knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Slayball Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Slayball Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply.
The moment so many have waited for is finally here. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting high school applications for next school year. Prospective students can find the application at buckeyecareercenter.org to register for any of our 34 high school programs. Discover your passion and prepare for your future by applying today. Learn more about your options by visiting our program pages on our website. Check out our new dental assisting and fire and EMS technology courses, or even CAD development and design, pharmacy technician, or project lead the way engineering. We are Buckeye Proud.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And we're alongside head basketball coach of the Highland Lady Hawks. This is Brady Slaybaugh. And coach, big win Monday night against Claymont, another win in the conference here. Your only loss of the season coming against Strongville in week one. So watching that game and watching the game against Tuskegee Valley last Saturday night, I mean, what a ball game that was. I kind of draw some parallels between those two ball games. With Strongville, similar style teams. They had some length, could defend you out well. Tuskegee Valley did the same kind of things to you. So if you look at week one compared to that Tuskegee Valley game, how do you measure your team right now, Brady?
Yeah, you know, I really feel like we've got kids that are starting to learn how to just go and make plays. And, you know, I think we made a good bit of plays in that Strongsville game, and, you know, that's why we had a chance there at the end of the game. But, you know, obviously couldn't make the right plays at the end. But then, you know, you get in a game like Tusky on Saturday, and it's a huge game, league rival, stuff like that. And, you know, when you've got five kids on the floor that can go make plays, it makes you a lot harder to guard and scout against. So, you know, for us, just continuing to try to build that. And, you know, it might not be perfect every night. Some nights kids might score more than others. And, you know, but, you know, it starts on the defensive end for us. And then, you know, we turn that into our offense. And so being able to make plays out of that is what we're trying to get.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that you become harder to scout after a game like that. And so translate that. Tusky Valley did an excellent job defending Joplin Yoder. They took her out of her element. She played hard, had a great game, 9-9 at points and rebounds respectively. You know, but it looked that forced other players to step up. And I thought at the end of that game that your team grew up a little bit. A couple more players figured out what they had to do to help your team win.
Yeah, definitely. Had people step up like Evie Mass, you know, scores 19 points, but also the entire fourth quarter doesn't let their best player get any more points after killing us in the third quarter. So I thought she did a phenomenal job. And then, you know, Macy Mullet really kind of kick-started that run for us in the second half. And so, you know, for that, that's a sophomore and a junior that, you know, are stepping up a little bit and growing. And then I think, you know, there was a moment in the start of the fourth quarter where Joplin really brought our team together. And, you know, for her to just continue to grow leadership-wise, you know, with our kids, I think is huge. And, you know, that's got just as much impact, even though she might not have showed up on the scoring column. But for us, those are just as big.
Absolutely. And witnessing that game and having the call on that game, watching Joplin's performance out there, I thought her composure was excellent, and I thought she showed great leadership in that. You know, and that spurred players like Ellie Habegger. Ellie played very hard. Her scores numbers don't always show in the box scores, but she gives you great effort, and she played great defense in that game as well.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it was one of the best games I've ever seen Ellie play. And, you know, sometimes in games like that, matchup-wise, towards the end of the game, you want some different things out there on the floor. And so, you know, she probably wasn't happy with, you know, how much she was playing at the end of the game, but she gave us so much throughout the game that we were able to get to that point that, you know, and she's the best teammate about it because we get the win overall.
Well, that's a good point. And you guys are definitely growing your team. And, you're giving coaches on the other sideline gray hairs right now, Brady. So coming into this game tonight here, what are you looking for out of this team tonight in Sandy Valley?
Yeah, you know, Coach's kid is a great scorer. And so for us, it's how we defend her and always kind of know where she's at on the floor. And then, you know, they've got a phenomenal rebounder with Petro and, you know, some great size inside. And so, like I continue to say, I feel like it starts on the defensive end for us, but part of that is getting clean defensive rebounds. And so when we're not able to do that, then we tend to struggle. So hopefully we can do a good job on the boards tonight and then push the ball.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck tonight. We appreciate your time. Go get them.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
That's head coach of the Highland Lady Hawks, Brady Schlabel. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And we're back here at Sandy Valley High School in the JV contest. Two quarters of JV ball tonight. Highland would defeat Sandy Valley by a score of 36-16. Of course, looking back a year ago, these two teams would meet in the Inter-Valley Conference play two times. Highland would get a victory 63-10 in Game 1 and a commanding 71-31 victory in Game 2. Highland last year finished 25-3 on the year. They would lose in the regional finals in overtime 53-51 to Waterford. Sandy Valley went 13-6 on the year. They were 9-6 in the IVC last year. They would end their season in a close one against Garaway in their tournament matchup by a score of 42-41. Taking a quick look at Highland this year on the year, they're coming in averaging 55.9 points a game, giving up just under 30 at 29.7. Again, they're 6-1 on the year. Scoring leaders for Highland this year, Macy Mullett has 8 points on the year. Joplin Yutter leads everybody for Highland as she has had 15.7 points average on the year. Just one game for Joplin that she did not finish in double figures. Trish Troyer with 7 points on the year. Evie Mash averaging 9. Ellie Habegger with 6. Perrin Mischler averaging 4. And Tori Weaver averaging 2 points. We'll step aside, take another break. We come back, we'll set this matchup up and get ready to go here from Sandy Valley after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Discover these new construction single-family plan unit development homes located at 1033 Sycamore Lane in Millersburg with an asking price at $251,500. These open floor plan condos on the Trail Edge Estates feature two bedrooms, two baths, and a two-car heated garage. Enjoy an open concept kitchen and living room, stainless steel appliances, and a cozy den. Plus, don't forget about the walk-in closet, shower, and dual vanity with quartz countertops. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Pedro Guzman at 330-763-1424 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com. Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac standby generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 16-ounce imitation crab flake style, $3.98. 12.5-ounce crab cakes, $4.58. 20-ounce stuffed clams, $5.48. 10-ounce breaded butterfly shrimp for $4.58. 16-ounce boom boom shrimp with sauce, $7.98. And breaded coconut shrimp for $7.98. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Taking a look around the area here at our area teams, Highland leads the area at 6-1 on the year. Central Christian is 5-2. West Holmes sits at 4-2 on the year. Loudonville is 3-3. Waynedale at 3-5. Triway at 2-4. Garaway is 1-6. And Danville winless on the year at 0-6. In the OCC, there's a three-way tie at the top. Ashland, West Holmes, and New Philly all are 2-0, while Senior, Lexington, and Madison are all 1-2. Worcester is winless at 0-3. In the IVC in the North Division, Stralsburg leads the top division at 3-0 on the year. East Canton is 2-0. Malvern comes in at 3-1. Buckeye Trails 2-1. NCT is 0-1 on the year. Conotton Valley is 0-3. And Tuscarora Central Christian is at 0-4. In the South Division, of course, high on the top there is their 4-0 in the conference. Tuskegee Valley comes in at 2-1. Ridgewood 2-1. Sandy Valley at 1-1. Claymont is 1-3. Indian Valley and Garaway winless at 0-2 on the year. I'm Troy Fritz. I'll be joined tonight by Scott Miller. We want to remind you that you can catch this game tonight as well as 95.3. You can catch us over on YouTube Live. Just go to the WKLM YouTube channel and log on. Jacob Heading and Mark Clemens alongside tonight, taking care of the audio and visual producing here. And getting close to tip-off here, and Scott Miller, time to bring you in here and talk about this Highland basketball team here a little bit. Highland off to another good start, 6-1 on the year. They picked up an easy win against Claymont Monday night, but that win against Tuskegee Valley Saturday night, what a victory by Highland, coming from as many as 15 down at one point to get a victory in the fourth quarter. What a win by Highland.
Yeah, and to do that against your rival on their home court is always a tough place to play. You know, the Highland coach would probably say it's always, you know, tough to play them anytime, you know, because Tuskegee Valley's going to bring their best game each and every time. But when you have to go to their court amongst their fans and coming down here to Tusk County, you know, I think coach is probably extremely pleased, you know, to get that win and to do it in the way that they did. Almost, you know, but that's something that we've seen with Highland teams for many years now, is they just don't give up. You need to make sure that clock runs down to zero, :00 before you expect that, you know, that you put them to bed. They're just gonna do everything they can to make it as close as possible.
Well, absolutely, and you know, that was a game that we saw some younger players step up in, and you know, that speaks to the depth that Highland has on that bench and how they develop their players. Because when they shut down, and Tuskegee Valley did a good job of shutting down Joplin Yoder in that contest, but you know, it was Evie Mast and it was Macy Mullet that stepped up. Ellie Hadley gave some great defense. Tori Weaver did an excellent job on rebounding and getting after the basketball. I mean, it was just a great team win by this Lady Hawks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Coach could not have asked for it to happen at a better time as you get ready, you know, to go into some more of your IVC games. And then as we move into January, you know, that was a tournament atmosphere down there. And to get that this early in the season is really important.
Well, it was indeed. And that gym, it was very electric that night. In fact, they were even giving away a car at halftime. a local resident won the car down there. It was a pretty exciting time been there. They did a great job putting on a great atmosphere, and it was just a fun time to be there. And Highland got out of there with the victory, again, to get them to 6-1 on the year. Bringing them into this game here against Sandy Valley tonight here, another conference game, and Highland looking to get out here to victory, Scott.
Very good.
And we are getting ready here for the national anthem from Sandy Valley High School. As always this year, our national anthem will be brought to you live, courtesy of the Veterans Administration Services in Millersburg, Ohio. So we'll just stay right here and keep it, and we'll invite you to join in the singing and playing of our national anthem as the flag has been dropped from half court, and the Sandy Valley Pep Band is on hand here. So stay tuned. National anthem is coming your way next.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a country of freedoms that we know of. In order to honor those who have served our country and defend our freedoms, we ask everyone to please rise. Gentlemen, kindly remove your hats and join us in the Craig Carnes of the Sandy Valley Pep Band in the playing of our national anthem.
Our national anthem again brought to you by Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg, and we're getting ready for our starting lineups now on the floor, and those starting lineups are being brought to you tonight by the Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car's damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now for your starting lineups, here's Scott Miller.
Thanks a lot, Troy. So for the visitors on the scoreboard this evening, the 6-1 Highland Hawks, coached by head coach Brady Schlebaugh. Starting for the Hawks, number 2, a 5'6 sophomore and a guard, Macy Mullett. Number 11, a 5'5 junior guard, Evie Mast. Number 15, a 5'7 senior guard, that's Trish Troyer. Number 3, a 5'10 senior forward, Ellie Habiger. And your player in the post, a 6-foot senior, the team's leading scorer, number 35, Joplin Yoder. For the home team, the Sandy Valley Lady Cardinals coming in at 3-4 and coached by head coach Tosh Nicholson. Their starters include number 1, a 5'4 sophomore guard, Nadia Douglas. Number 2, she's a 5'6 senior guard, Peyton Nicholson. Number 3, a 5'6 sophomore guard, Chloe Shepner. Number 14, a 5'10 sophomore forward, Sydney Haustein. And number 15, a 5'9 junior forward, that's Teresa Petro.
And thank you very much, Scott. Those starting lineups have been brought to you by the Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and they'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 for your insurance deductible. So give Brooks a call today at 330-674-1483. And they turned the lights back on just in time for us to get back on the air here, Scott. That's nice graphics on the floor here as they set up this opening tip. Highland will be in their traveling black uniforms with the black and red trim. They'll be going left to right on your radio dial. Sandy Valley in their home whites with the red and black trim. We are about to get underway here from Sandy Valley High School in this IVC matchup. There's the ball in the center court. Tips up, and we are underway, and Sandy Valley is going to come away with the basketball. This is going to be Chloe Shepner over in the left wing with it. Up top, it'll go to Peyton Nicholson. Passed high post to Petrel. Petrel handed off to Scheppner up top, high on the right. Looking, nowhere to go. Now she'll go back left side to Petro. Still swinging on the left wing. Nicholson drives the basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down. That's Evie Mast. Evie Mast coming off that 19-point performance at Tuskegee Valley. Macy Mullett front court. She'll bounce pass high post. That's Joplin Yoder. Back out to Macy Mullett. Underway here, period number one. Scoreless. Joplin Yoder, top of the key. Swings it left side to Mullett. Now Yoder. Bounce pass over to Trish Troyer. She'll have it on the left wing. Swings it right side, Mullett. Stutter step, foul line, shot up with the right hand, got it. Macy Mullett with a quick start up, 2-0 is Highland. And Highland in their four-court press. Sandy Valley breaks that, and this will be Scheppner going to the basket on the right side. Pounce across right side to Hostein. Up and in, tied up 2-2. Sydney Hostein gets the bucket. Now Macy Mullett into the front court. This will be Evie Mast, has it knocked out of her hand, she'll get it back. Go left side, Trish Troyer, three ball on the way, back iron, no good, rebound comes down to Petro. Up ahead now, this is Nicholson, right wing Hostein. Into the paint, shot from the right side, no good, she traveled. Good defense there by Mullett.
Be her first turnover for either team.
So ball will go back over to Highland, all tied up here, 2-2, 6:36 to go, period number one. This will be Habegger inbound into the backcourt for Highland. Macy Mullett will bring it up against the pressure. Now front court, Trish Troyer, left wing. Reverse dribble, now swings it right side. Mullett drives baseline right, pulls up 15-footer, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hostein. Hostein will give it up to Nicholson in the backcourt. Mast on the defense. Now Nicholson in the front court, left side, kicks it over in the left corner. Scheppner thought about the three, guarded by Mullett. She'll reset, pull it up top. Scheppner picks up her dribble, looking, now gets it over in the right wing to Petro. Petro guarded by Joplin Yoder. Nicholson out beyond the arc on the left side. She'll go top of the key, swing it right side. This is Abriana Giordano in the game. Now Scheppner. Cut off by Habegger on the help side. Scheppner pull up for two, no good. Rebound will come down. That was Hostein. So this will be Petro now. She'll reset the offense, and she threw it out of bounds. So Highland will get an early substitution, and this is going to be Perrin Mishler checking in the ballgame. We're going to get a timeout here early in the contest. Tied up 2-2, 5:36 to go. Period number one. We'll be back after this on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Be sure to stay tuned and find the contest for the high school scoreboard here on WKLM. Brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. Michael will be reporting on the scores from around the area all the way up till midnight. There's Perrin Mishler on the inbound, three-pointer from the corner. Bounces off the rim over the top of the backboard and go out of bounds. So team rebound will go over to Sandy Valley and they'll get the basketball. Highland sets up in their full court press. Ball double team down the corner. And they're going to get a quick timeout here by Sandy Valley. We'll take it with them back after this on WKLM.
MEV Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEV Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEV Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEVSystems.com. MEV Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
And back from the timeout here, Sandy Valley gets the ball inbound on the baseline. They'll throw it into the front court. This will be Hostein. She's going to find Giordano down the left block out to Nicholson. Nicholson now to the left wing, runs off the high screen by Petro. Top of the key with the basketball is Nicholson. Guarded by Joplin Yoder. And there's a steal by Tori Weaver. She pokes it loose in the backcourt. Tori Weaver in transition, layup no good. Rebound tipped around and going to be tied up. It'll stay with Highland. Checking in for Highland will be Evie Masson, Ellie Habegger. Out will go Trish Troyer and Macy Mullett. Mast will do the inbound duties for Highland. She'll have a baseline out of bounds right side of her bucket. Looking up top, Tori Weaver will get it now high on the left side. Dribble drive, left side, kicks over right wing. Mast three-pointer, got it. Evie Mast stays hot. She's got her first three of the game. Highland up 5-2. Scheppner into the front court quickly for Sandy Valley. Highland leads 5-2. 4:35 to go, period number one. Nicholson with it on the right wing, guarded out there by Perrin Mishler. Good defense by Mishler. Got Nicholson out by half court. Here comes Joplin Yoder to help out, and she got called for the block. Highland trying to double team the basketball out by half court. Yoder got called on the reach.
Getting some fresh legs in for Sandy Valley.
Giordano checking in here, as well as Charlie Stenger. Stenger inbounding on the sideline. She'll get into Callie Eckinger into the ball game as well. Eckinger back out on the right wing. This will be Stenger. Shot up by Stenger. No good. Rebound comes down to Habegger. Habegger gives it up to Mast in the backcourt. Now across the timelines, Evie Mast. She'll look to Coach Slayball, get the play set up, and here we go. Mast being hounded out by half court. She bounced pass on the right wing to Mishler. Mishler loosened the floor, picked it up, got it to Joplin Yoder. Now back to Mishler up top. Habegger thought about the three, pulls it down into the paint, and she's going to be fouled. Good move there by Ellie.
You know, Sandy Valley actually doing a really good job on defense.
They're pushing Highland out away from the basket in the half court set. Got called for the foul there. That's their first team foul. Mass set to inbounds on the baseline. Tried to get to Joplin Yoder on the baseline. One out of bounds off of Petra. It'll stay with Highland. Evie Mass calling out the play for Highland. She's got the ball on the baseline, and here we go. Looking. She'll throw it up top. This is Tori Weaver. Now Joplin Yoder. Yoder takes off left side. Now Evie Mass, deep three on the left side. Got another one. She's found her groove. 8-2 Highland. Highland in their full court press. Habegger guarding the basketball. Swing pass over to Petro in the backcourt, and we're still a long ways back. There's another timeout by Sandy Valley. That's a full timeout. We'll take a break. Back after this on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding
Contractors. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Out of the timeout, there'll be Sandy Valley basketball. And this will be Giordano in the backcourt with the basketball, guarded by Trish Troyer. Into the front court quickly. It'll go down to Hostin on the left block. She'll kick it back up top. Now this will be Giordano. Giordano with it, double-teamed out in front of the Highland bench. They're going to get a foul called there. That's going to get Macy Miller. She's checked in for Highland. Sandy Valley basketball, sideline out of bounds right in front of the Highland bench. And this will be Stenger. Stenger throws it into the front court to Giordano. She'll take off on the left side. Shot up from the left side, up and in. Aubrey Giordano has got her first two of the game, 8-4 Highland lead. Habegger with him in the front court for Highland, now Macy Mullett high on the right. Mullett picked up her dribble, now she'll swing it all the way on the left side to Macy Miller. Now back to Mullett. Top the key, drive, foul line, bounce pass, Habegger left block, up no good, rebound comes down to Callie Eckinger. Sandy Valley ball in the front court, this will be Stenger. That's going to be taken away by Trish Troyer. Good defense by Troyer. Up ahead it'll go. This is Mast. Tried to throw it back to Habegger, and then Mast picked it up, loosened the floor. Now Troyer. Mullett, swing pass, Habegger, three, top of the key. That's partially blocked. Saved by Mast. He should have let that one go out of bounds, but it's going to go back to Sandy Valley as Mast stepped on the end line. So we'll give them the team rebound. And checking back in is Peyton Nicholson for Sandy Valley. Out will go Petro. Stenger doing the inbounds in the backcourt. She'll get it into Nicholson. Now back to Stenger over in the right corner. Guarded by Macy Mullett. Nicholson. Now Stenger. Stenger, stutter step into the front court. Driving on the right side. Now baseline, kicks it back up top. This is Nicholson. Back on the right wing, Eckinger. Eckinger gets around Troyer all the way to the basket. Shot with the right hand up, no good. But the rebound come down to Petro. Her shot no good. Excuse me, that was Lily Wood. And a rebound comes down to Habegger. Habegger, front court, all the way to the hole. Right hand up and got it. Good drive by Ellie. 10-4 Highland, 2 minutes to go, period number one, and there's a turnover on Sandy Valley. Trish Troyer jumped in the passing lane, caused a little commotion there, and they turned it over. Tori Weaver checking back in, along with Joplin Yoder and Perrin Mishler. Out will go Hebegger, Mast, and Macy Miller. Tori Weaver inbounds in the backcourt. This will be Macy Mullett. Mullett now across the timeline. Under 2 minutes to go, period one. Weaver, left side, Trish Troyer. Bounce pass, high post. This is Joplin Yoder. Kicks it back up top. Macy Mullett, three. Bingo! Mullett has 5 points in the first period. 13-4 Highland. Sandy Valley in the front court. This is Eckinger. She'll drive all the way. Basket up and in. Good drive by Eckinger. Here comes Highland the other direction. This will be Trish Troyer. Finds Joplin Yoder down the left block. Her shot up, no good. Rebound will come down to Nicholson. Joplin didn't know how wide open she was. Ball thrown into the front court. It's going to be taken away by Joplin Yoder. Another turnover, number six on Sandy Valley. Macy Mullett goes left side. Trish Troyer now in the front court. Back to Mullett, top of the key. Deep three by Mullett. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound Hostein. Sandy Valley basketball. She'll give it up to Nicholson in the backcourt. Under a minute to go. Highland up 13-6. Nicholson works against Mishler. High on the right. Swing pass down the right corner to swing it. Stenger. Stenger tried to find a rolling Eckinger to the basket. It's going to be tipped and taken away. Yoder got the steal, and then we're going to get a reach-in foul on Sandy Valley. And they got number 14, Sydney Hostein, on that. So Highland basketball here. It'll be Tori Weaver set to inbounds in the backcourt on the baseline. 45 seconds to go. This will be Macy Mullett now in the backcourt. Mullett across the timeline, high on the right. Swings it over to Weaver. Now left side, Trish Troyer. She'll hand it off high on the left, Evie Mass. Back to Mullett. Mullett right wing. Trish Troyer right corner. Three ball. Got it! That's the 4-3 of the first period for Highland. And here goes Sandy Valley quickly into the front court. Scheppner had her shot blocked from behind by Mullett. And it'll stay with Sandy Valley. So Sandy Valley basketball. Lady Cardinals will have it. Baseline out of bounds, right side of their bucket. Nicholson will do the duties. Looking, looking. Five count going, nowhere to go. She gets it in just in time to Wood up top. Now this will be Eckinger. Eckinger guarded tightly by Trish Troyer. Now Evie Mast on the ball. This is Nicholson. 15 seconds. Nicholson high on the right. She'll back up by half court. 11 seconds. Now she'll go. Moves left, takes it over on the left wing. This is Scheppner. Scheppner to the foul line. Double team there by Mullett and Weaver. And there's a steal by Joplin Yoder. 1 second in the backcourt. Macy Mullett, she'll fire it up. And no, it's just off the front of the rim. That would have counted. But it does not go. After one period in the book, 16-6 Highland. Stay tuned. Second quarter coming your way next here on WKLM.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of that vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. First quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller has Highland going 4 of 8 for 50% from behind the arc. No three-pointers for Sandy Valley. Highland was 2 of 7 from the field, good for 27%. Sandy Valley 3 of 10 for 30%. Neither team attempted a free throw in the first period. 11 rebounds for Sandy Valley, just 3 for the Hawks. 8 turnovers for Sandy Valley, none for the Hawks. Sandy Valley basketball to start the second period of play, and this will be Nicholson in the backcourt. She'll go over in the right wing with it. To Shetner, now back up top. It's going to be taken away. There's a steal by Habegger. Ellie Habegger into the front court. Evie Maswith on the left side. Kick it out to Joplin Yoder in the left corner. She'll throw it back up top to Mullet. Swing pass right side. Mast in the right corner. Drive to the bucket. Back up top Yoder. Swing pass. Mullet on the left. Three ball on the way by Mullet. Got it. Great ball movement by the Hawks.
Yeah, she just stepped right into that one. That was a great looking shot.
Great ball movement. Great shot. 8 points for Mullet. 13-point lead for the Hawks, 19-6. Nicholson in the front court, gets around Habegger, goes all the way to the basket, shot up, no good. Rebound loose in the floor, it's going to be picked up by Lily Wood, and she'll turn it away. Habegger gets the steal. Here goes Macy Mullet into the front court. Mullet gives it up high on the left side. Now this is Joplin Yoder. Mast, three-pointer, got it. Evie Mast, three threes on the night. She's got 9 points, 22-6 Highland. Nicholson in the backcourt for Highland, or for Sandy Valley, excuse me. Front court now guarded by Mast. Nicholson picks up her dribble, now hands it off to Petro, high on the right. This will be Eckinger. Eckinger picks up her dribble, guarded by Troyer. She'll swing it on the right side. This is Shepner. Shepner back up top, ball knocked loose, and be picked up by Eckinger. She's going to find Wood on the right block. Wood gets the shot up and in.
Great pass, good assist.
Wood made herself available on that right block, got the bucket. Now Highland with the basketball in the front court. This is Mullet with on the right wing. Swing pass over to Trish Troyer in the left corner. Trying to work herself out of a jam is Troyer, and she's going to have it knocked away, loosen the floor, and so picked up by Joplin Yoder. And she's tied up. It'll stay right here with Highland. For Highland, checking back, it'll be Perrin Mishler and Tori Weaver. Out will go Trish Troyer and Ellie Habegger. The Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. They're located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text them at 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Joplin Yoder gets the inbounds pass, puts the shot up from the right block, and she's fouled. So Joplin Yoder will go to the free throw line. These will be the first free throw attempts for either team tonight, Scott.
Yeah, looks like Sandy Valley did a nice job of scouting Highland, as did Tuskegee Valley earlier last week.
Absolutely. They're giving Joplin all she wants down there in the low post, and Sandy Valley's got the size to D her up a little bit. Yoder makes both free throws. She's got her first two of the ball game. Highland up 24-8. And there's a turnover in the backcourt as Abby Giordano just lost it off of her leg. Coach is saying it was tipped. That's not going to be to any avail. The officials didn't see it, so ball goes over to Highland. Tori Weaver will inbound right by the Sandy Valley bench. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Highland up 24-8. Mishler gets the ball inside. Joplin Yoder with a left-hand move. Shot no good. Rebound, Petro. Petro gets it up ahead. This is Eckinger. Eckinger works against the defense by Mass. Now still swing it on the right side. This is Giordano. Giordano dribbles around the defense to the left side. She'll go up to the glass. Shot with the left hand. No good. It went out of bounds off of Highland. So it'll stay right here with Sandy Valley. Troyer and Habegger back in for Highland. Out will go Mast and Joplin Yoder. Hostein will inbound for Sandy Valley on the baseline. She'll get it into the left block. It's being knocked away by Habegger. Good denial on the inbound pass. That'll move the ball back over to the left side of the bucket now on the baseline. Sandy Valley will try it again. Hostein looking. Looking. Bounce pass into the right block. Picked up by Petro on the floor. She'll throw it up top. This is going to be Giordana. And she throws it away inside, taken away by Macy Mullett. Another turnover there by Sandy Valley. That's number 12. There's a deep three. Trish Troyer left side drained it. Highland shooting lights out from three here. That's Troyer's second three. She's got six. Highland up 27-8. Ball thrown into the front court. That went off the official's legs back in bounds. It was tied up, so we got a jump ball. It'll stay with Sandy Valley. Stenger and Tatum Davis checking in now for Sandy Valley. Out will go Eckinger and Scheppner. Charlie Stenger will inbounds on the sideline right by Coach Schlabel. And she'll get it into Hostein. Hostein back up top to Stenger. Guarded by Trish Troyer. Stenger gets it across on the right side. This is Giordana. And we're going to get a push off on Giordana. Player control foul.
So another turnover. 13 for the Lady Cardinals.
Highland defense doing their job again here tonight as they're out to a 27-8 commanding lead. Mullet into the front court. She'll get up to Tori Weaver. Swing it left side. Trish Troyer. Bounce pass. High post. Habegger. Right side Mullet. Stutter step. Drive to the lane. One hand floater. No good. Gets her own rebound. Back out. Trish Troyer. Three ball. No good. Tipped around. Rebound comes down. Tori Weaver put back and got it. Tori Weaver got the offensive put back. Her first two of the game. Stenger in the backcourt for Sandy Valley. Double teamed. Now gets it up ahead. This is going to be Hostein. She'll go right side, guarded by Mullet. Her shot up, no good. They're going to get Mullet on the foul. Well, that'll be Mullet's first foul for Highland, team's first of the second period.
Yeah, Sandy Valley not afraid to take it at Highland.
Going right at that Hawk defense. Hostein with her first free throw attempt is no good. Remember, you can choose from a selection of stackable birthstone bracelets, engagement rings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the jewelry store. They're located at 97 West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg. One more free throw remaining for Hostein. Eyes it, shoots it, and no good. They're going to get a lane violation anyhow, so the ball will go over to Highland. And Tori Weaver will do the inbound duties for the Hawks. She'll give it to Evie Mast, and here we go. 4:20 to go here. First half of play. Mast across the timeline. She'll bounce pass high on the right to Mischler. Down in the right corner, this is Habegger. Back up top on the left wing, Mischler. She'll work with the left hand. Now this is Mast. Mast back to Mischler. Penetrates the defense. Swings it up the left side. This is Trish Troyer. Troyer back in the corner. Perrin Mischler. Shot up from 18 foot. No good. Falls short. Rebound. Ellie Habegger. Second chance off here for Highland. This is Trish Troyer with it high on the left. She'll dribble drive. Bounce pass inside to Mischler on the left block. Kicks it back out. Tori Weaver. She'll swing it right side. Mast. Up top. Troyer. Good ball movement. Shot no good from three. Rebound will come down to Hostein. Highland working the ball for some good looks here on the perimeter. Nicholson dribbles into the front court for the Lady Cardinals. Guarded there by Evie Mast. Nicholson swings it right side. This is Hostein. Guarded by Tori Weaver out there. Now bounce pass on the baseline. This is Stenger. Back up to Hostein. Now bounce pass up top. Going to be taken away. Here's Ellie Habegger. She's going to run out to the left side. Shot up and no good. Missed a layup. Rebound Tori Weaver. Her shot up. No good. And offensive board to Habegger. Up top, Mast. Three-pointer. The front iron. No good. And rebound will come down eventually. 2:32. That's Tatum Davis for Sandy Valley. Nicholson front court guarded by Evie Mast. 29-8 Highlanders. A shot by Nicholson's no good. Tipped off a Highland player will stay here with Sandy Valley. Macy Miller back in along with Joplin Yoder. Out will go Tori Weaver and Perrin Mischler. 2:50 to go. First half of action. 29-8 Highland lead. Sandy Valley basketball. They'll have a baseline out of bounds. Looking pass on the right block. This is Hostein. Kicks it down the corner to Stenger. Dribble drives a 10-footer from inside the paint. No good. Rebound, Hebegger. LA doing her job on the boards here tonight. She'll give it up to Evie Mass in the backcourt, and here goes Mass. Timeline. Throws it down deep in the left corner. Trish Troyer gets it inside. Joplin, you had her. Good catch and shot by Joplin. Up and in. That was a strong move. 31-8 Highland. Nicholson with the ball in the backcourt. Mass getting light pressure. Now front court for Sandy Valley. There's another steal by Hebegger. She's everywhere. Ellie, front court, bounce pass, right block, Mast up and in. Nice work. And that's going to get a timeout on the floor. 2:09 to go. It's all Highland up 33-8. Back after this on WKLM.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Or turning the...
A full slate of basketball action going around the area tonight. Indian Valley is at Garaway. Triway's at Canton South. Old Ford is at Lexington. Ridgewood's at Claymont. East Canton's at Malvern. Newcomers Town at Buckeye Trail. And TCC is at Connaughton Valley tonight. On the boys' side, a couple games in our area. Fredericktown went to Loudonville. And Danville traveled to Cardington-Lincoln tonight on the boys' side. 2:09 to go here. First half of play, Scott. This has been all Highland.
Yep, and, you know, Sandy Valley's come out and have tried to stick with the Hawks, but they've been able to force them out and away from the basket. But then what they're doing is, as typical of Highland, they're hitting the threes.
They've shot extremely well, as they have six threes in this first half unofficially. So Sandy Valley basketball at a timeout. They got it into the front court and threw it right into the Highland bench. So another turnover. That'll be number 17. Ball goes back over to Highland. This will be Edie Mass with it in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Picked up there by Peyton Nicholson. Mass works on the right side. Now back to the left. Reverses her dribble. And there's going to be a five call. Good defense by Nicholson. Mass didn't do enough to get separation, and that's going to be a turnover on Highland. That's just their second. Just one. That's a stat that any coach will be happy with. If you get this late in the game, you've got one turnover.
Yep, with 1:44 left in the first half. Yeah, anytime you only can turn the ball over one time, I think you're taking care of business.
Absolutely. And here's Nicholson in the front court. She throws it on the floor. It's going to be picked up over there by Petro. Now back to Nicholson. Nicholson guarded tightly up top by Mast. Bounce pass high post. This is Scheppner. Scheppner guarded by Joplin Yoder. Scheppner still with the basketball. Gets it out to Petro. Petro out by half court. Now this is Nicholson. Highland doing a good job pushing Sandy Valley out behind the arc. Nicholson still with the basketball on the left side, guarded by Evie Mast. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the first half here from Sandy Valley. Gets a pass inside to Petro. Her shot no good. Rebound knocked loose on the floor. Saved inbounds, but it's going to be saved to Hostein. And then taken away by Yoder. And then when Yoder threw it out of bounds. So there's a sequence. Yoder got the rebound and then threw it away. Substitutions for Highland. Out goes Macy Miller, Evie Mast, and Trish Troyer in. It looks like Easton Miller getting some action here for Highland tonight. Peyton Yoder on the floor as well. That is Peyton Yoder. There's a deep three by Nicholson in the corner, and she's knocked it down. Peyton Nicholson with a three, get her first points of the game, 33-11.
And that was Sandy Valley's first three of the night.
And Highland got into the front court. Joplin Yoder got fouled on the right block out of the inlet pass by Macy Mullett. Team third. That's the first team foul on Teresa Petro. Mullet inbound. She gets Joplin Yoder on the right block. Nice set play out of the inbounds. Yoder up to six. Highland 35-11. Here's Nicholson for Sandy Valley in the front court, and she's fouled going to the basket. Let's see who they got. They might have got Mullen on the reach. And they got Ellie Habegger. Got Ellie on the reach. And they're going to say Nicholson was in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the free throw line to shoot too. First one up, front iron, got it. Got the bounce. Nicholson up to 4 points. Stay tuned immediately on the game of night for the high school scoreboard here on WKLM. That's brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way up till midnight. Second free throw attempt by Nicholson is up and good. She's got five, 35-13 Hawks. Macy Mullet, front court for Highland. Bounce pass, Yoder, back out, Mullet, deep three, top of the key, drained it. Macy Mullet shots looking good. She has 11 first half points, 35-13. Nicholson into the front court, gives it up to Giordano on the right wing. Guarded by Macy Mullet. Almost another steal by Habegger, picked up by Petro. Petro back on the right wing to Giordano, and we're going to get a foul on Mullet. That's her second, team foul number three on Highland. So 7 seconds to go. That'll give Sandy Valley the ball out of bounds right over by Coach Labo in front of the bench. Teresa Petro, the 5'9 junior, will throw it inbounds in the backcourt to Nicholson. Nicholson, 4 seconds. She's deep in the left side. Now she drives to the basket, and we're going to get another quick foul. Officials tightening things up here a little bit. It's going to be ball will go to the baseline for Sandy Valley. Not in the shooting foul yet. Team foul number four. And ball's inbounded, and Petro's not going to get the shot off. And that's how the first half's going to end. So one half in the books has Highland up 38-13. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up your first half numbers after this on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-330-330. 279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And it is halftime here at Sandy Valley High School. Highland has a 38-13 lead here at the half. And it's been all Highland here early on. Leading the way for Highland in that first half. Two players, 11 points. Macy Mullett and Evie Mass, both with 11 points. They each have three threes and a deuce to go to get their 11 points. Trish Troyer has 6 points on the night for Highland thus far. Ellie Habegger has two. Joplin Yoder with six. And Tori Weaver has 2 points to round out that total of 38 for Highland. On the other side for Sandy Valley, it'll be Peyton Nicholson. She leads the way for them. She has 5 points all in the second period. She's got a three and a pair of three throws. Sydney Hostein has 2 points, as does Aubrey Giordano and Callie Eckinger, while Lily Wood would add 2 points to round out that scoring total of 13 points. Halftime score is 38-13, and now for your first half team numbers, here is Scott Miller.
Thanks a lot, Troy. Highland leads 38-13 here after two quarters of action. From three-point range, Sandy Valley has hit just one of one for 100%. Highland, however, has hit 8 of 13 in three-pointers for 62%. In two-point field goals, Highland was 6 of 17 for 35%, while the Cardinals were 4 of 17 for 24%. From the free throw line, Sandy Valley was 2 of 4 for 50%, while Highland went to the free throw line twice, hit both of those for 100%. In rebounding, Sandy Valley continued to out-rebound the Hawks, 19. So 19 for Sandy Valley, 10 for Highland. In turnovers, Sandy Valley had 17 turnovers in the first two quarters, while Highland only had 2 turnovers, both coming in the second quarter.
And taking a look at those rebounding numbers here in the first half for Highland, Macy Mullett would grab one rebound, as did Evie Mass, while Ellie Habegger would have 4 rebounds for the Hawks. Joplin Yoder added one, while Tori Weaver added 2. Shooting totals for Highland tonight again. Macy Mullett with 11 points here in the first half. She is 3 of 5 from three-point range, 1 of 4 from the field. Evie Mass, 3 of 3 from downtown, 1 of 2 from the field. Trish Troyer, a good shooting night from behind the arc. She is 2 of 4 behind the arc. Ellie Habegger is 1 of 4 from the field, while Joplin Yoder is 2 of 4. And Tori Weaver has went 1 of 3 from the floor for Highland. Taking a look at the numbers for Sandy Valley here in the first half. Peyton Douglas leads away again with her 5 points. She would do that on going 1 of 1 from behind the arc and going 2 of 2 from the field. She's 0 of 3 from two-point range. Sydney Hostein has 1 of 2 from the field and 2 points to bring her total of 2 points on the evening as well. Teresa Petro is 1 of 2 from the field. Aubriana Giordano is 1 of 2, as well as Kelly Ankager is 1 of 1, while Lily Wood went 1 of 3 from the field to round out that scoring total of 13. On the rebounding end, for Sandy Valley, it would be Sydney Hostein getting 5 rebounds. She would lead the way for Sandy Valley. Petro would have 2 rebounds, as did Nicholson with 1, Ekinger with 1, Tatum Davis with 2, and Lily Wood would grab 2 rebounds as well for Sandy Valley. Halftime score 38-13, and Scott, Highland defense has just been stifling here tonight.
Yeah, they, you know, that first early points for Highland came on as a result of a lot of their defense and turnovers on the part of the Lady Cardinals. And, you know, it's pretty much what we come to expect. And the coach has alluded to it. He pretty much has alluded to it in every one of his interviews is, hey, we gain a lot of our offense based on turnovers caused by our defense.
Absolutely. And they forced Sandy Valley into 17 turnovers here tonight, just 2 for Highland. That's a staggering number.
Yeah, it's and, you know, in the case of the Highland ones, one was a I think it might have even been a tied up ball that happened to be there in their possession, but the possession arrow. So again, you know, that's I think a coach would love to get through two quarters of basketball in a away gym with only 2 turnovers.
Absolutely. Highland all doing what they can do here in the first half. We'll take a break. We'll come back here for your second half action after this on WKLM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Check out this property located at 103 Bramley Hedge Drive in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $175,000. This two-bedroom, two-bath condo is move-in ready with new flooring, a new AC unit, and all major appliances. It includes an open concept with over 1,200 square feet of living space, along with a one-car garage and patio in the back, and some furnishings included. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
The Sandy Valley Pep Band is on hand here tonight, and they are directly to our right-hand side, and they are loud. I'm sure you can hear them coming across the microphone. Getting ready to take off here in the second half as Highland has its 38-13 lead. We will remind you, at the conclusion of our contest tonight, we will be announcing our Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville, Ohio. That's our Thread and Ink player of the game. So Highland will start the second half with Ellie Habegger, Edie Mass, Joplin Yoder, Trish Troyer, and Macy Mullet. Sandy Valley about to break their huddle and get their players on the floor, and we will get back underway here with period number two. Half number two, period number three. Thank you, Jacob. Jacob heading here on duty tonight along with Marcus Clemens on the camera, doing a good job, courtesy of our good friends at Claxon Communications. And here we go. Highland will start the second half with the basketball. They will go right to left. Macy Muller has the ball on the inbound. She'll go left side. Finds Trish Troyer on the left block. She tried to throw it across to Evie Mast. And that's going to say tipped out of bounds off of Sandy Valley. So Highland will keep the basketball. Macy Mullet will have a baseline out of bounds on the right-hand side. Throws it left block, Joplin Yoder. Her shot was blocked, but offensive rebound, Habegger. Her put back up and in. Another offensive board for Habegger, and she gets 2 points because of it. Island up 40-13. This will be Nicholson. Nicholson throws it down right corner. This is Giordana. Giordana tries to get Hostein in the baseline, and that was tipped out of bounds by Highland. They'll stay here with Sandy Valley. Both defenses coming out aggressive here in the second half. Sandy Valley basketball, baseline out of bounds. Nicholson looked at getting in. She'll find Petro on the right block. Up and in is Petro. And that's going to be her first 2 points of the night, 40-15 Hawks. Troyer front court for Highland. Bounce pass, high post. Now swinging out Evie Mass. Three ball from the right corner. No good. Rebound comes down Trish Troyer. Up top, Joplin Yoder. She's at the foul line. Finds Habegger on the left block. Up and in. Good job by Ellie making herself available, and Joplin Yoder found her on the assist. 42-15. Nicholson front court throws it down in the right corner. This is Scheppner. Now Hostein. Right block, shot up and in. Nice play. Ball back to Highland. This is Evie Mast. Now in the front court, right corner. Back up Macy Mullet. Joplin Yoder, right corner to Mast. Back up top to Mullet. Good ball movement. Mullet running one-hander in and out and in. She got it. Got the bounce. Mullet up to 13 points on the evening to lead all scorers. 44-17 Hawks. Evie Mast pressuring the basketball in the backcourt. This is Nicholson. She'll get it across the timeline high on the right. Now she'll work with the left side. Give it up over on the left wing. This is Scheppner. Scheppner looking for Petro up top. Now runs off the screen by Petro. Now Hostein. Hostein throws it down to right corner. Nicholson. Nicholson guarded by Mast. And we're going to get Mast guarding a little too close. Officials tighten things up a little bit about midway through that second period there, Scott. Call a little more touch fouls. Sandy Valley basketball, they'll have it sideline out of bounds opposite of their bench. This will be Hostein, the 5'10 sophomore, looking to inbound it. Still looking, so he'll get it into Petro. Petro gives it back to Hostein. Now Hostein with it high on the right side. Going to be tipped away by Evie Mast, and Mast stepped on the sideline, and she knocked it out of bounds. So it'll just stay right here with the Lady Cardinals. Tori Weaver and Perrin Mishler checking back in for Highland. Out will go Joplin Yoder and Macy Mullet. Hostein will inbound it on the sideline for the Lady Cardinals. She'll get into Callie Eckinger. She went baseline right side, nowhere to go. Kicked it up on the left side to Scheppner. Scheppner throws it up top, Giordana. Giordana working against the defense. Nowhere to go there. She got to go back to the right side. Good D by the Highland team. There's a deep three by Scheppner in the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound, Habegger. Ellie doing a job on the boards tonight. Here's Perrin Mishler. Front court finds Tori Weaver on the right block. Shot no good. Loose the floor. She gets her own rebound. Offensive board for Tori. There's a Habegger. Three-pointer top the key. No good. Offensive board, Perrin Mishler. Mishler takes off hard to the hole on the right side. Her shot no good. Offensive board, Habegger up and in. Ellie's having a night on the board, Scott. And there's Eckinger with the ball now for Sandy Valley down the right corner. Good defense there by Tori Weaver. She gets the steal. Turnover on Sandy Valley will be number 18. And pass up ahead. They tried to get Trish Troy on the left block. Went out of bounds. No good at all. Threw it right over her head. So Lily Wood will check back in now for Sandy Valley. Out will go Hostein. Ball goes back over to the Lady Cardinals on the turnover. Giordana in the backcourt now with the basketball, and she lost it off of her leg. Good defense there by Perrin Mishler. Forced that turnover. So Highland will get it back. 5:03 to go, period number three. This is Evie Mass with it now for Highland. She'll walk it across the timeline into the front court. Now left side, gives it up over there to Trish Troyer. Troyer up top, Habegger. Dribble drive, foul line into the paint, Euro step, shot up, and didn't get the roll. Rebound comes down to Petro. Petro throws it up ahead now. This is Giordana. Giordana tries to get a pass deep down to Callie Wood. Found on the left block. Up and in. Good catch and shot by Wood. Wood's a 6-foot senior. Highland basketball. This will be Trish Troyer down the left corner. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound come down to Petro. And we're going to get Ellie Habegger on a reach around from behind. Got her arm stuck underneath of Petro's, and they were tied up. She'll get the foul. Macy Miller, Macy Mullet, Joplin Yoder checking back in for Highland. Out will go Troyer, Mast, and Habegger. Stenger checking in now for the Lady Cardinals. Out will go Petro. 4:27 to go in the third. Highland up 46-19. Pass in the right corner. This will be Giordana. She'll get it across the timeline. Now on the inbounds. Up top it'll go to Stenger. Guarded up there by Macy Miller. And there's a walk. They didn't call on Stenger. Let him play. And this will be Eckinger. She takes off on the right side. Lost her dribble. Gathers herself back. Throws it back up top to Stenger. Swing it on the right side. This is Giordana. She'll hand it off in the left corner. This is Scheppner. Scheppner double-teamed out there. Now a deep three in the left corner by Giordana. Shot no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. And she's going to be tied up by Wood. And Joplin Yoder about took her arm off.
Yeah, I noticed the urgency on the Sandy Valley's part when they were just 1 point from a running clock. And now all of a sudden they're back to, you know, keeping it a little bit closer.
Well, ball will go back over to the Hawks. This is Macy Mullet. Front court with the basketball. Man, we're going to get a Macy Miller here on a moving screen. Good call. She knew it. And bad thing is she got the worst of it. She hit the floor. So turnover number four on Highland. Scott, to your point, those turnovers have really not been on throwaways. Those have been on either tie-ups or player control type of foul.
Right.
So Highland sets up in a little full court pressure here as Mishler pressures the ball in the backcourt. Now Nicholson, she'll get it across the timeline. Mishler with the defense. Nicholson works to the left side. Taken away by Macy Miller. She'll give it to Macy Mullett. Highland on a 4-on-2 fast break. Yoder bounce pass left side. Shut up in the right side by Torrey Weaver. No good, but Weaver's fouled. And that'll send Torrey Weaver to the free throw line for Highland. Torrey Weaver averaging just under 3 points a contest for the Hawks. And they're going to say, no, she wasn't shooting. They called it on the floor. So that'll give Highland the ball baseline out of bounds. And this will be Macy Mullett. Mullett looking to get it in. Looking. Throws it up top. Mishler, top of the key. She'll go right side now. Foul line. Throws up a running run-hander. Floater's no good. Rebound comes down to Stenger. Charlie Stenger with the ball. She'll give it up now to Nicholson. Good defense in the backcourt there by Perrin Mishler, not letting her go anywhere. And for Highland, wholesale substitutions, Evie Mass checking back in, Habegger and Trish Troyer, along with number 31, Peyton Yoder. She's a 5'6 freshman for the Hawks. So Highland basketball, this will be Macy Mullen on the baseline, left side of the bucket. She'll throw it across in the right corner. Evie Mass, three ball, drained it. Nice looking stroke.
She's now 4 of 5 from beyond the arc.
With 14 points. Highland up 30-49-19. Mass guards the basketball. This will be Peyton Nicholson. Nicholson works on the right side against Mass. Now throws it in the right corner. This is Giordana. Giordana loses it going into the paint. Now tips it back up top. This will be Stenger. She gathers it now on the right side with it. It'll be Callie Eckinger. Eckinger works against the defense applied there by Peyton Yoder. Double teamed up top with Habegger. Gets it down the right post to Wood. Her shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Trish Troyer. Did a great job boxing out the much bigger Wood and got Wood going over the back. That'll be the third foul on Wood, third team foul on the Lady Cardinals. Petro comes back into the ballgame. Out will go Stenger for Sandy Valley. Peyton Yoder inbounds to Macy Mullett. Mullett in the backcourt. Almost drug her foot. She got rid of the basketball. Troyer now to Evie Mass in the right corner. Mass works it back right side all the way over to Mullett. Mullett dribble drive. Shot with one hand up. Blocked by Wood, and Wood's going to get the offensive board. Now Nicholson. Nicholson in the front court against Mast. She'll throw it down in the left corner. Callie Eckinger. Eckinger picks up her dribble. Nowhere to go. She'll find Petro up top. 2 minutes to go here, third period of play. Petro finds Nicholson down the left block. She'll work it to the right side, back to the basket. Now dribble drive back up top. She'll reset. Habegger follows her up top. Now bounce pass right side, Giordana. Back to Nicholson. Drives right side, finds Petro on the baseline. Shot up and in. Nice drive on the baseline by Petro. 4 points for Petro, all coming in the third period. There goes Highland quickly the other way. Trish Troyer gets a layup up in transition. And good. 8 points for Troyer. 51-21 Hawks. Nicholson. She'll get it across the timeline, guarded by Evie Mast. Nicholson works around the left side with the left hand, gives it up to Petro on the left block. Petro puts it up and in. Petro's got back-to-back buckets. She's got 6. And here comes Highland quickly. There goes Trish Troyer. Her layup on the left side, no good. Rebound, Callie Eckinger. Highland not giving that Sandy Valley defense a chance to get set. Nicholson across the timeline. Under 1 minute to go here, period number 3. Mass with the defense. We're going to get a timeout called over there by Sandy Valley. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take it with them back after this on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences.
and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Keim Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
Wood.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed to the Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of that vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. 55.8 seconds to go here. Period number three from Sandy Valley. Lady Cardinals will have the basketball. This will be Haas time. She'll inbound it to Giordano. Giordano tries a bounce pass, high post to Petro. She finds her. Now Haas on the left block, swings across to Stenger, and it's going to be taken away by Highland. Trish Troyer now with the basketball the other way, back up top, Evie Mast. Now this will be Joplin Yoder. She'll go back to Mast. Mast will reset top of the key. She'll throw it over on the right wing, and this is Sienna Immel in the ball game for Highland now. Habegger back to Immel. Immel works at left side. This is Macy Miller. Trish Troyer with the basketball. Now back to Evie Mast. Mast, left wing will go to Troyer. Now Joplin Yoder in the left corner. Back up top will go to Mast. 15 seconds. Evie Mast will take the deep three from the left side. In and out. No good. Rebound Petro. That was halfway down. And it's going to be tried to throw in the front court. Taken away by Highland. This is Trish Troyer. Joplin Yoder. She'll spot up for three. Got it. Joplin. Easy to do. She's got nine, and that's the end of the third period of play. So after three in the books, 54-23 Highland, back after this on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Millersburg Electric is your hometown holiday shopping headquarters, featuring appliances and much more. Stop by and see the lineup of countertop GE kitchen appliances, including the Cafe Espresso Machine or the Opal Nugget Ice Maker. In addition to having the area's largest appliance showroom, they carry a complete line of LG televisions, as well as the locally handcrafted mattress by Monarch. Avoid the holiday cash crunch with 12 months interest-free financing on most purchases. All at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
We want to remind you, stay tuned on the game for the high school scoreboard here on WKLM. That's brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way up till midnight. That's the high school scoreboard on WKLM. Ball goes over to Sandy Valley to start period number four. And with the basketball, this will be Giordano. She'll slow it on the left wing to Eckinger. Eckinger finds Stenger down the baseline. Her shot up and good from the baseline is Stenger. Stenger's first 2 points of the evening. And this will be Joplin Yoder now for Highland in the paint. Her shot up, no good. Rebound will come down to Petro for Sandy Valley. Charlie Stenger now working into the front court. Picked up there by Trish Troyer. Trish Troyer guarding the basketball. Now that's Stenger with the ball up top. On the right wing now, that's Macy Mullen applying the defense to Aubrey Giordano. So ball will go out of bounds and stay right there with Sandy Valley. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller. Had Highland going 2 of 4 behind the arc while Sandy Valley was 0 of 2. Highland 5 of 14 from the field. Sandy Valley went 5 of 6. Neither team shot a free throw in that third period of play. Rebounding advantage went to Highland 7-6. There's a steal by the Hawks as Trish Troyer's going to go coast to coast and put that one up. And Ann Troyer's up to 10 points on the night. Five turnovers in that third period of play for Sandy Valley and just two for the Hawks. So Highland up 56-25. This is Giordano now. She'll give it up to Eckinger on the right side. Now Stenger. Stenger back up top to Eckinger. Swings it left side to Hostein, guarded by Habegger. Ellie giving the tight defense. Now she'll throw it over in the right left corner to Giordano. She'll fire up a deep three and knock it down. She has 5 points in the night. Here comes Highland quickly the other direction. Joplin Yoder, ball in the right post, shot up and in. Count it, and she's fouled. Joplin Yoder muscled that one up and in, showing her strength on the block, Scott.
Yeah, that's just really good on her part. You know, she might not be getting the angles that she wants, and, you know, every team is going to start playing her, especially a team like Sandy Valley that's got some height and got some strength down in on the low block. But she's learning how to, you know, maneuver and get herself open.
Yoder knocks down the free throw. It gives her 12 points now on the evening. In double figures once again. Tuskegee Valley, the only team to hold her under double figures so far this year. She had 9 points in that contest. Edie Mast applying the defense on the basketball. Sandy Valley tries to get up the court. She knocked it out of bounds. She'll take a seat along with Hebegger. In comes Perrin Mishler and Tori Weaver for the Highland Lady Hawks. Hostein inbounds in the backcourt. This will be Scheppner. Scheppner guarded by Macy Mullett. Up top, it'll go now to Giordano. She'll find Eckinger down in the left corner. And back up top now, this will be Aubrey Giordano. Eckinger, left side, trying to find Wood on the left block, guarded by Joplin Yoder. She squares up, puts a shot up over Yoder, no good, gets the offensive board, and she'll throw it down in the corner to Eckinger. Wood playing strong against Yoder. There's Yoder taking a steal from Wood down on the left block. Good defense by Joplin. She'll keep it herself, bringing it in the front court. Macy Mullett now, Trish Troyer down the corner. Her three ball blocked, and when he picked up, the rebound picked up. And Trish Troyer took it right back away from Wood and went up and in. What a hustle play by Trish Troyer. And she did that to get her 12th point of the night. And Trish Troyer went backwards on the defense, hit the floor. She's kind of looking at that left wrist. She's going to go check out things on the bench real quick. Hope she's okay. And she gave Coach Slayball a high five with that left hand, so she's good to go. Highland basketball, this will be Macy Mullett now in the backcourt. 61-28 lead, Lady Hawks. Mullett across the timeline. She'll throw in the left wing, Joplin Yoder. Yoder, foul line, throws it down the right corner, Tori Weaver. She'll go left side, Perrin Mishler, stutter step, drive to the bucket. Her shot up, no good. Ball knocked around loose in the floor. Macy Miller picked it up, tipped around. That's going to be finally pulled in by Sandy Valley. And Sandy Valley, this is Eckinger with the basketball. And they'll be taken away there by Macy Mullett. So turnover on Sandy Valley. That'll be number 22. Macy Miller, deep three ball from the right side. Shot no good. Rebound comes down, Joplin Yoder. Give her the offensive board. And she's going to be fouled by Wood. Lily Wood is 6 foot senior for Sandy Valley, doing a good job playing Joplin Yoder tough. Joplin Yoder will check out. Coming back in is a 5 foot 6 inch freshman. This is Peyton Yoder for the Hawks. Tori Weaver back? Nope. Tori Weaver and Macy Miller on the floor along with Peyton Yoder, Perrin Mishler, and Macy Mullett. Tori Weaver catches on the left block. Her shot up no good, but she's fouled. Let's see if they let her go to the free throw line this time. And they will indeed. Tori Weaver will have two free throws.
Two shots for Tori Weaver.
Tori Weaver, first one up on the way and got it. Tori has 3 points in the night. That's her Sebring average. She does a whole lot more than score for this Highland team. She's a little spark plug. Knocks down the second one. 4 points for Tori. Highland 63-28. Mishler guards the ball in the backcourt. This is Nadia Douglas, 5 foot 4 inch sophomore, checked in for Sandy Valley. And we've got a whistle and a what? Timeout on the floor here by Sandy Valley. We'll take it with him back after this on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know. Out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Period number four, Highland in command here, 63-28. As they have jumped all over Sandy Valley here. 4:31 to go in this one. We should see a running clock here when they resume play. It'll be Sandy Valley basketball. Sydney Hostein will do the inbound duties on the sideline in the backcourt. Quickly up ahead it'll go. Tatum Davis has on the left block, and she lost it out of bounds, so it'll go back over to Highland. So we are in a running clock now. Tori Weaver in the backcourt looking for somebody to give it to, and Peyton Yoder will go back and get it from Tori, and she'll bring it up the court for Highland. Tori Weaver, front court, left side. She gets it down to Macy Miller in the left corner. Up top, Perrin Mishler. She'll work to the left side. Now between the legs, back to the right goes Mishler. Swing pass to Macy Miller on the right side. Now down in the right corner. This is Peyton Yoder. Three ball, in and out. Rebound comes down to Lily Wood. Wood gets it up ahead to Callie Eckinger, and she'll hand it off to Nadia Douglas. Douglas, a 5'4 sophomore. Running the point for Sandy Valley. There's going to be a whistle and a foul on the floor. They're going to get Perrin Mishler on the reach. Yep, they gave that to Peyton Yoder, excuse me. So Peyton Yoder gets the foul. And there's going to be a pass down to the right block. This is Wood. And her shot up and no good. A rebound comes down to Macy Miller. Good box out down there by Peyton Yoder. Easton Miller's checked in for Highland here as well. Now Sandy Valley with the basketball. This will be Nadia Douglas. Hostein gets it down the low post right. This is Wood. And going to be taken away. Tori Weaver gets in. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Tori hits the floor hard. She's tough. So Tori bounces up in for Highland, a couple more youngsters as Sienna Emmel's going to check in along with Carly Weaver. So the future of the Hawks is on the floor here now. As we've got Easton Miller, Peyton Yoder, Carly Weaver, Sienna Emmel, and Macy Miller out there for Highland. Or excuse me, that's Perrin Mishler. Mishler with the basketball now. She'll work right side, go down in the right corner. This will be Peyton Yoder up top to Mishler, high on the right. She'll swing it all the way over to the left side, Easton Miller. Miller drives right side, kicks it over to Emmel. Emmel goes baseline, sips it across, pass on the baseline to Peyton Yoder. Now Mishler. Perrin Mishler drives right hand into the paint, stops and pops from 12. No good. Rebound comes down to Easton Miller. Miller back up top to Emmel. Now Perrin Mishler deep. Three from the left wing off the front iron. No good. Rebound chased down by Peyton Yoder. Offensive board by Yoder. There's Perrin Mishler in the right block. Shot up, no good. Loose on the floor. And it's going to be tied up there. The jump ball will stay with Highland, give them the team rebound. And the ball will stay right here with the Hawks. So they'll have a baseline out of bounds under their basket. In for...
looks like that's number 23.
Yeah, Sandy Valley has a number 23. We don't see on our roster.
Have her on the roster.
Figure out who she is here quickly, we hope. Mishler will inbound it for Highland up on the right side. There's going to be a nice drive to the right side. Layup up and in. That was Peyton Yoder streaking the basket. Peyton Yoder in the scoring column for the Hawks, 65-28. Perrin Mishler knocked it out of bounds. So it'll stay here with Sandy Valley. Grayson Winters checked into the ballgame now. She'll inbounds to Douglas. Perrin Mishler picks Douglas's pocket. There goes Mishler. That away, left-hand shot up and in off the glass. Mishler with her first 2 points of the night for Highland.
Really?
Nope. And here comes Sandy Valley with the basketball. This will be Callie Eckinger. Eckinger drives down the middle of the lane, and we've got a whistle and a foul. We're going to get a reach on a Highland player. Peyton Yoder getting her name in every scoring column, and she picks up the foul as well. Sandy Valley basketball baseline gets it into the right block, and this will be Eckinger with the basketball. Shot up, no good. Rebound will come down the corner to Tatum Davis. Up top, there's a shot from the left side by Nadia Douglas. No good. Rebound picked up on the floor by Easton Miller. Now here comes Perrin Mishler.
right side. Fakes bounce pass left, looks to the basket, and scores. Does Perrin Mishler. She went right to the hole. Four quick points for her, 69-28 Highland. 10 seconds to go here in the contest. As Stanley Valley works it across the timeline, there's going to be a takeaway in the backcourt. Peyton Yoder up ahead to Emil. Sienna Emil's just going to take it out to the left corner and dribble it out, and that's where we're going to end. Final score here, 69-28. We'll be back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 30 to 40 count cocktail shrimp, $6.98. 16 to 20 count jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, $7.88. 1 pound snow crab clusters, $13.98. 16 ounce cocktail half shrimp ring, $8.98. 40 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $19.98. And 10 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $6.48. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests, from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Holmes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And it's a final from Sandy Valley as the Hawks defeat the Lady Cardinals by a score of 69-28. Highland jumped out to a 16-6 lead after one period of play. They stretched that to 38-13 at halftime. And it went 54-23 at the end of three, ultimately getting this 69-28 victory. On the night for Highland, their scoring leaders would look like this. Would be Trish Troyer. Evie Mass would lead all scored with 14 points. Macy Mullet would have 13. Trish Troyer would have 12 points on the night. Ellie Hadbagger would have 8 points. Joplin Yoder in double figures again with 12 points on the night. Perrin Mishler with 4. Tori Weaver with 4. And Peyton Yoder with 2 points on the night for Highland to round out their total of 69. Scoring total of 28 for the Lady Cardinals here at Sandy Valley. Peyton Nicholson would have 5 points on the night. They would be led by Teresa Petro with 6 points. Sydney Houston would add 4 points. Aubrey Giordano would have 5 points. Kelly Eckinger and Charlie Stenger would add 2 points apiece, while Lily Woods would add 4 points for the scoring total of 28 for Sandy Valley. Final score, 69-28. Now for your team totals, here's Scott Meller.
Thanks again, Troy. With that final score, as Troy just said, 69-28 in favor of the Highland Lady Hawks. From three-point range beyond the arc, Highland was 10 of 22 for 45%, while the Lady Cardinals were 2 of 4 for 50%. From inside the arc and traditional two-point range, Highland was 17 of 40 for 43%, while Sandy Valley came around to 10 of 29 for 34%. At the free throw line, Highland was 5 of 5 at the charity stripe, while Sandy Valley went to the free throw line 4 times, hit 2 of those for 50%. In rebounding, Sandy Valley out-rebounded the Lady Hawks 30 to 22, while turnovers were in favor of the Highland Hawks. They only had 5 in 4 quarters of action, while Sandy Valley had 29 turnovers this evening.
And taking a look at your rebounding numbers here for Highland tonight, Macy Mullet would have 1 rebound, Evie Mass with 1, Trish Troyer with 1. Ellie Hadbagger would grab 6 boards tonight, 3 of them on the offensive, 3 on the defensive end. Joplin Yoder with 2 rebounds. Perrin Mishler with 1. Tori Reaver again, 4 rebounds for the 5'6 junior guard. She would grab 3 offensive boards here for Highland. Macy Miller with 1, Easton Miller with 1, and Peyton Yoder with 1 rebound. On the other side for Sandy Valley, 5 rebounds in the night for Sydney Hostein, along with Teresa Petro. Lily Wood would lead the way with 6 rebounds for them, while Tatum Davis would add 2. Charlie Stinger with 1. Peyton Nicholson with 1. They would grab 9 team rebounds, did Sandy Valley on the night. So Highland's going to run their record now to 7-1 on the year, and they will stay perfect in the conference at 5-0. Sandy Valley's going to drop 2-3-5 and 1-2 on the conference. And Scott, you know, a dominant performance here tonight by Highland as they come out here from the opening buzzer and just took care of business.
Yeah, they did what they needed to do, one of these earlier season IVC games. But Sandy Valley, you know, they were up for the, you know, for the challenge, and they did a nice job, especially there in that early to mid second half, to, you know, trying to shut down the inside game of the Hawks, and showed a lot of energy, tried to keep it in that, you know, under that 30-point difference that Highland has been, you know, showcasing here of late in the early IVC, of course, with the exception of the Tuskegee Valley game. But it again was kind of business as usual for the Highland team, and they were able to show both their experience with their senior players stepping up early on, as well as a lot of that youth at different points throughout the game. And another aspect of Highland's team, as it has been for many, many years, is they can put a lot of fresh legs in, legs that can handle the ball, can pass the ball, can move away from the ball, and without the ball. And that's the type of stuff that, you know, if you have that coming off the bench and you don't lose a great deal when your bench players come in, that's a formula for a lot of success.
Absolutely. So Highland getting it done here tonight, again getting out here with a 69-28 victory. Up next for Highland, they will have Ridgewood at home this Saturday night, the 21st, Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. And for Sandy Valley up next for the Lady Cardinals. They will go to Indian Valley High School the 21st here at 1 p.m. As for us, to be sure to tune in tomorrow night as we'll be back in action here as we'll be at the Dungeon tomorrow night as the Ashland girls come into West Holmes to take on the West Holmes Lady Night game. Time 7 o'clock, airtime approximately 6:35. So once again here from Sandy Valley, Highland gets a victory tonight, 69-28. Special thanks to our good friends here at Claxon Communication as we have Jacob Heading over here on the audio and the soundboard tonight, doing a great job as always, keeping us in check here tonight as well, and Mr. Clemens on this camera here for Claxon Communication. Michael Hammond back at Sports Central, and for Scott Meller, I have been Troy Fritz. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. We want to tell you to stay safe and be well out there, and if we don't hear from you before, everybody have a Merry Christmas. Until next time, so long, everybody.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomerane Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerane Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerane has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerane provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeraneHospital.org.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.